Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, A Young Adult's Guide to Financial Independence by AJ. Whitmer is a practical personal finance guide aimed at readers who are starting adult life and need a clear framework for managing money. The book focuses on the everyday financial decisions that shape long-term stability, including cash flow, budgeting, saving, debt reduction, credit, investing, and income growth, rather than presenting finance as an abstract subject. It breaks the topic into approachable steps designed for young adults in their 20s and 30s who may be dealing with student loans, limited savings, and irregular income. Its purpose is to help readers move from financial uncertainty toward independence through simple systems and habits. The book also emphasizes financial confidence, showing that independence is not only about having more money, but about understanding how to use money well, make informed decisions, and build a plan that can support future goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured five-pillar model for building financial independence. The book is organized around five linked areas: managing money, saving smart, investing wisely, boosting income, and building confidence. That structure matters because it treats financial independence as a system rather than a single habit. Many personal finance books focus only on budgeting or only on investing, but this one tries to connect the whole progression from day-to-day cash flow to long-term wealth building. The result is a roadmap that makes sense for readers who are early in their careers and need to solve several problems at once. The book frames independence as the ability to cover living expenses without relying on a job or outside support, so each pillar contributes to that goal in a different way. Managing money creates control, saving creates resilience, investing creates future growth, income boosts create momentum, and confidence helps readers keep applying the framework consistently. Secondly, a custom budgeting system built around priorities and cash flow control. One of the book's most practical features is its custom budget allocation method, which uses 10 priorities that can be adjusted to fit a reader's situation. This is important because young adults often have uneven expenses, uncertain income, and competing demands such as rent, loans, transportation, and social spending. A rigid budget can fail when it does not reflect real life, so the book's approach emphasizes flexibility without losing structure. The goal is not only to track spending but to direct money intentionally before it disappears through small, unplanned purchases. By focusing on cash flow, the book helps readers understand where money goes and how to create a repeatable system that can support savings and debt repayment. This approach is especially useful for beginners because it reduces the feeling that budgeting is punishment. Instead, it presents budgeting as a planning tool that helps readers protect essentials, prepare for obligations, and make room for future goals. Thirdly, emergency savings and debt reduction as the foundation of stability. The book gives significant attention to emergency savings and debt management because both are central to financial stability for young adults. It explains how to build an emergency fund even when money is tight, which is a realistic concern for readers who may feel they cannot save much at all. That emphasis is important because small, consistent savings can prevent new debt when unexpected costs arise. At the same time, the book presents seven debt reduction methods and connects debt management to credit improvement. This combination reflects a practical understanding of personal finance. Saving and debt repayment are not separate tasks, but linked protections against financial stress. Readers are encouraged to reduce high-cost borrowing, improve repayment habits, and strengthen their credit profile so that future borrowing becomes less expensive and less risky. The underlying idea is that independence begins with fewer financial vulnerabilities, not just higher earnings. Fourthly, investing and wealth estimation for long-term planning. Another key theme is the transition from basic money management to long-term wealth building through investing. The book introduces investing in a way that is meant to feel accessible rather than intimidating, including guidance for starting with small amounts and making informed decisions instead of reacting emotionally. It also references modern tools and even topics such as cryptocurrency, but the broader purpose is to teach readers how to think carefully about risk and growth. Importantly, the book also includes a framework for estimating target wealth and income numbers. That gives the reader a concrete planning target instead of a vague hope of being financially secure someday. This is a meaningful distinction because many beginners save and invest without knowing how much they actually need. By linking investing to target numbers, the book helps readers connect present behavior to future independence and make financial choices based on measurable goals rather than guesswork. Lastly, income growth, financial literacy, and confidence for real-world adulthood. The book does not treat personal finance as only an expense management problem. It also emphasizes increasing income through skills, side hustles, and even business ideas, which reflects a more complete view of financial independence. For young adults, Earning more can be just as important as cutting expenses, especially when wages are tight and life costs are rising, alongside income growth. The book introduces foundational money terms and broader financial literacy, so readers can understand the language of finance well enough to make informed decisions. This is a useful design choice because confidence usually comes from comprehension, not encouragement alone. The book aims to reduce confusion around banking, credit, investing, and financial tools so readers can act with greater clarity. In that sense, its final contribution is psychological as well as practical. It tries to replace hesitation with a workable understanding of money, which can make later financial decisions more disciplined and less reactive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for young adults who want a practical starting point for personal finance, especially recent graduates, early career workers, and readers who feel behind on budgeting, saving, or debt management. It is also useful for anyone who wants a broad introduction to the core mechanics of financial independence without being overwhelmed by technical jargon. Its main benefit is that it connects several essential areas in one framework: budgeting, emergency savings, debt reduction, investing, income growth, and financial confidence. That makes it more comprehensive than books that focus only on one skill, such as investing or frugality. What sets it apart in its category is its emphasis on a step-by-step structure tailored to young adults who need practical habits more than abstract theory. The book does not promise quick fixes. Instead, it offers a realistic path for building stability, reducing avoidable mistakes, and setting measurable long-term goals. Readers looking for a grounded introduction to personal finance will likely find it especially relevant. If you would like to support AJ Whitmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.